With KUT News in Austin, I'm Jennifer Staten. When three Texas coal power plants shut down early this year, some people wondered if those closures would put Texas at greater risk of rolling blackouts during our searing summer. Well, the state just emerged from a record-breaking heat wave, so KUT's Mose Bushell joins me to talk about how the grid is managing to keep the lights on and the AC humming. So, Mose, to state the obvious, it's been hot.
Yes, really hot. And as the state grows, we've been breaking electricity use records, just a few in the last week.
And was there really any concern that we might not have the electricity to handle that demand?
You know, not really. The thing is, grid operators like to have a nice cushion of excess electricity generation. So that's in case, you know, something goes wrong on the grid. And this year, the group that manages the Texas grid said basically it would prefer to have more of that excess capacity, but it still thought the grid would be fine without it. And so far, so good.
Now, I know you did a lot of reporting on these coal plant closures when they happened. So how does that figure into all of this?
It's complicated. For one thing, if something had gone wrong, say in this heat wave, that could have been a good talking point for the coal industry. It's seeking subsidies just to stay afloat right now. You know, it might have been useful PR to say, hey, maybe these plants could have helped, you know, if there had been a problem. But of course, in the end, there was no problem. The state got through just fine without them.
Yeah. So what are some takeaways from the grid's performance?
Well, what happened to electric prices was kind of surprising. Here's Dr. Joshua Rhodes. He's a fellow at UT's Energy Institute.
Prices haven't gotten as high as most analysts and most market participants would like them to.
Wait, why would anyone want high prices?
So, of course, consumers don't want high prices. But the deregulated Texas grid depends on electricity to cost a certain amount just to convince investors to build and operate power plants. If prices aren't high enough, that could discourage that investment. Though Rhodes says there's still plenty of projects in the works.
There still is incentive to connect to the grid, but it'll be interesting to see how, as this heat wave tapers off, how that appetite kind of changes.
So then why were prices lower than expected?
Simply put, cheap wind and cheap natural gas.
Mose Bushell reports on energy and the environment for KUT. Thanks, Mose.
Thanks, Jen.
And you can always find more news online at KUT.org.